ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's criminal trial continuing in New York this morning with a hearing on whether the former president should be held in contempt for violating the court's gag order, as prosecutors allege he has done at least 10 times so far. With Trump sitting in court, President Biden is headed to Florida to campaign on the issue of abortion.
Now, down in Tampa today, the president will hold his first major campaign event on the issue 1 week before the state of Florida is set to ban abortion after 6 weeks, before most women even know they are pregnant, with exceptions, of course, for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
That's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. More than 100 arrests were made overnight as police dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of NYU. That follows days of protests there and on other college campuses. The Senate is returning to Washington today to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package. It's already passed the House. It'll send money to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and will decide on the future ownership of TikTok. This is ABC News. Some states are now trying to pull the legal equivalent of an Uno reverse card on the rising tide of book bans by working to ban the ban.
Washington and Maryland prohibited book bans this year. Illinois last year. Minnesota's seeking to do so. Over 4,000 books were targeted last year, says the American Library Association, about double from the year before. Restrictions in some states have increased so much that librarians and administrators fear crippling lawsuits, hefty fines, and even imprisonment.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Medical information for a lot of people now in the hands of hackers. The country's largest health insurer, United Health Group, says patient data was stolen during a cyber attack earlier this year. And it appears that women may be better off if they're treated by women doctors. Research from the University of Tokyo shows the mortality rate for women is slightly lower when their doctor is also a woman. The researchers say female doctors tend to spend more time with their patients. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Real News with Rick Outson on Pensacola's News Talk 1370, WCOA.
Welcome back. I'm Rick Outson with Cena Madison on WCOA, that wonderful city of advantages. Of course, we're Real News. On Thursday at 6:30 to 8 at Rex Theater, the Equity Project Alliance is bringing, they're going to do a special presentation on the Bell Project. We've talked about it. We've written about it before. We have it here. It's a national program, and we're fortunate enough that we've got the head of it, David Gasper, on right now. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. I mean, we've got Julie coming in this week. I think that, Robin coming in. Julian's going to be the host with Robin Steinberg on this. For our listeners, explain to them what the Bell Project is.
The Bell Project is a national non-for-profit that provides the free bail assistance and community-based pretrial supports to thousands of low-income and indigent people across America. Since our launch in 2018, we've been able to help over 33,000 people in more than 30 sites. And our teams are always local. So the team that works in Pensacola is from Pensacola. They live there. They're part of the community. They partner with public defenders, local partners, other community service providers, and really try to just help people while they're fighting their cases from a position of freedom.
Well, and we know that cash bail system can make it tough on low-income families, and that the bail bond system, the bail project, tries to work with judges, but also tries to handle those and keep people out of jail so they can still work, make sure they still show up. They're not skipping trial, and y'all have a real good record of that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Out of that, people that we helped in Pensacola specifically, we've been able to help close to 350 people.
Wow.
That have a court appearance rate of 94%. And that 94%, we're talking 700 plus court dates. So this isn't just a couple dozen court dates and we were able to get people back a few times. Like, we've been greatly successful in our ability to help people get back to court. And, just kind of, to your point, the Bell Project really seeks to infuse equity back into our judicial process, removing money as a determining factor for safety, freedom, and for justice overall.
Yeah, and what we have here, and because I've written about this several times, is we've got an industry here that makes a lot of money off of bonds. I mean, our listeners, you can drive around town, around the jail. You'll see all the different bail bond companies that are there, that people that profit from them. And a lot of them are their investors that are investing in those operations that are making the money. The bail bondman sometimes is just sort of like an insurance agent, but the real money is being made elsewhere, and people are making thousands, if not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars off of these bonds here in Pensacola.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You know, across America, the bail bonds entity is a multi-billion-dollar, profit, generating machine. And so you're right. You know, a lot of the mom and pop stores that you'll see around town, they're not the ones that are the multi-billion-dollar recipients, but they're also the ones that are, charging low-income families, in their most desperate moment, fees that they just can't afford. And what's really most negatively impactful is that those fees that get charged, even if those people are found innocent, even if those individuals have all charges dismissed, they still never get that money back. And so that's just a loss incurred to that individual and to their family in most cases, because it's the family that's putting up the money and sacrificing on paying bills and not putting food on the table the way that they normally would in order to help secure the freedom of their loved one.
Yeah. And here, for y'all to already have the impact that you're having, because it started slow. But it's amazing to see how many people the operation here is, how many lives they're touching.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, local team, they really care. They're really connected. They understand the issues that are local to Pensacola. They also understand the resources and the service providers that are there and how to best connect people. It did start off slow. It usually does. If you want to do something right, you take your time and you make sure that you understand how to, the pieces fit together. But the local team has been really great at making that happen.
Well, and the money keeps circulating. If everything's working right, that money keeps to circulate. So when someone, the bond is paid off it does circulate through the community too. So you're able to hopefully keep helping people.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, the appearance rate in Pensacola, 94%. That also means that, that's a high rate of us getting the money back at the end, the disposition of people's cases. And so that just allows us to go out there and help more and more people. That's really the beauty of the project is that, one, if it didn't work, we wouldn't have the money to continue bailing people out.
Right.
The fact that it does work just allows us to continue proving the point over and over again that people don't need money as a determining factor for them to return to court. Really what they need is the help after they're out, to have court reminders that are actually effective, to have transportation available to them, especially
right,
where they don't have access to buses or have a car of their own. Being able to provide a Lyft ride to somebody in that situation, it ensures that they're going to be in court. And then just to be able to have those other stabilizing services available to them for employment, for education, for mental health, for substance misuse, to have those treatments, and those connections for them, it only just ensures that much more that person is going to be able to stabilize if needed and to be able to return to court successfully.
For our listeners, we're talking about the Bail Project. This is David Gasper. He is the head of the operation. The thing that you just brought up, though, David, I think is the other piece that y'all do is it's a lot of hand-holding. Looking at how you can help these people become productive, to deal with whatever's in front of them in the judicial system, but also, be sure they get there. If there are other issues, y'all are really caseworking each one of the people y'all take on.
Yeah, we have two separate roles. We have what we call our bail client advocates. But then we have what we call our client service specialists, and those are the ones that really try to make those connections and provide those supports post-release. What we know in Florida overall is that 40% of the people that we've been able to help have reported some type of substance misuse disorder. This is a medical condition. It's been diagnosed as such. So the opioid epidemic really highlighted the need for us to start treating this differently than incarceration. But we also know that 28% of the clients that we've been able to serve also have a reported history of mental health needs. And so if we don't, once again, start providing medical solutions to medical problems, we're going to continue to bang our head up against the wall as to why is the problem not getting better. When we take somebody who's already in mental distress and we lock them in a cell and we don't give them the proper medical help that they need in that moment, and we're not providing a connection to medical supports post-release, I don't know how we can continue to sit here and question why is it getting worse. You know, we need to help people in their moment of need, and we can only do that if we're listening to them and getting them connected to the proper resources that are going to help them.
Great. Well, I'm thank y'all for being here. Julian was really sort of pioneered bringing the Bell Project here into Pensacola and Escambia County, and I'm looking forward to the program on Thursday.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.